Hallelujah.
I'm gonna pull that card now.
Hey, can you talk about it? Hey, can you talk about it? He's faithful. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. He's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. You praise him because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You may have your seats in the presence of our living God. Ha. I dare you to praise him. I dare you to praise him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. You're talking about my God. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're talking about my God. You're talking about my God. You're talking about my God. He's worthy to be praised. And I'm going to lift his name. Are you ready for the word? You know, the power of God and the grace of God is so alive in us. And it's alive in your relationship with God. I want to talk to you tonight about he's looking for your faith. He's looking for your faith. Oh, I'm telling you. He's looking for your faith. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's looking for your faith. In Luke chapter 18, if you can go there. Luke chapter 18. He's looking for your faith. You know, as we're walking with God and you're living with God, you get to learn another revelation about God. Amen? Because, and listen, listen, listen. The revelation you learn about God is the revelation you learn about your spouse, your husband, your wife, your, come on somebody. The more you live with them, the more you come to know them. They won't look the same way they looked when you first married them. Come on somebody. Because now that I'm living with you, you look different to me now. And now I come to know more about the person I live with. Amen. Well, the same thing is it with our revelation and our relationship with God. It's by faith, y'all. Well, I'm going to preach tonight if I don't do nothing but preach to myself. But I'm going to let y'all listen while I preach to myself. Amen. And let God talk to me. You just happen to be in on a conversation that two people are having about a journey that they own. See, faith is a walk. Come on, somebody. Yeah, you can act like you got faith. But you're going to have to walk by faith. Oh, I'm going to preach tonight. I'm going to preach tonight to you. You should have went somewhere. If you better go on, you're going to leave right now. Because if you don't leave right now, I'm going to preach. The title of this is, He's Looking for Your Faith. And the scriptures read in Luke chapter 18. I'm going to walk this dog home tonight. Can I walk him home tonight? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can I walk him home tonight? I got him cornered. I brought him outside and I already fed him. So I'm going to walk him now because he got to get rid of some stuff. You know, when you eat, you got to get rid of some stuff. Amen. But Luke chapter 18, verse 7, it says, And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? You know, listen, God says, shall not God avenge? He didn't say revenge. He says, shall not God avenge his own elect, even though he walked day and night with them? You know, when we're believing God for some things, you got to walk day and night with the expectation until your change come. But see, now watch this. My change ain't coming because of my circumstance. it's coming because of my God. See, now let's validate Bible faith. I'm not talking about believing so you can get something. I'm talking about trusting in someone to do something. All right. See, you ain't really got Bible faith until you trust him to do it. Right. See, you can be telling me you in faith, but you working something. Yeah. You got stuff going on, you're planning, but you're not in faith until you trust him to do it. He says, shall I not avenge? Because see, when God does it, he does it in his own character and his own might. See, he ain't going to come out the character. That's why I love the text, because he didn't say revenge. Oh, boy, you got to hear me. He says, shall not God avenge? Then he said, his elect. Oh, this scripture going to talk to me, and I ain't got to where we're going. Because he said, not only is what I'm talking about important, I'm important. See, you know how your circumstance try to tell you you ain't important? You know how it try to tell you what's going on in your world ain't important to God? But he says, shall not I avenge my elect? Oh, come on. Yeah, yeah. See, you need to tell your neighbor, I am important. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what they told me. I am important. See, because I can even convince myself that I'm not important. Because I'm learning to look at what I'm dealing with. But I gotta stay in faith. Faith has nothing to do with my circumstance. Faith takes me above my circumstance. See, I'm gonna find out if you're walking in real faith, because you're gonna have to get above. Yeah, though I walk through the valley. All that sounds good, but you're gonna have to get to a place, you're gonna have to get up out that valley. Even though I'm walking, but I'm not in this valley. I'm above, because I'm in faith in him. See, this is how the devil attacked me, because he keep me in me. See, I'm not no match for my storms, my failures and my disappointments and my suits. So I got to get in him. Now I can get the avenge and not revenge, because if I stay in me, I'm looking for revenge. Let's stay with the text, because I want the text to talk. He says, and shall not God avenge his what? Own elect. Now, I'm not just no lost. I'm not no bastard, and I'm not cussing. I'm not neglected. I'm God's elect. Even in my storm, I'm still God's elect. Oh, can I put my shirt back on? Watch this. He says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry what? Unto who? Boy, you better watch this gospel. Unto who? Why are you in faith base if you're crying unto? You wonder how you can, boy, and listen. You know how the devil try to move you from what you've been waiting on and promising? See, I've been waiting too long, and I can't really afford to talk to you. Because if I talk to you, you're going to get me back into me. I done fought to get into him. See, when you're going through a storm, you notice who come to the storm? People like the storm. No, you better hear me. See, I've been believing God for what I believe in. And I've been waiting, and I've been waiting. And even in my waiting, there's some waiting. Come on, something now. See, I'm waiting, but there's some waiting. I'm going up and down. I'm in and out. I've been faithful to believing God going to do it. He said he's going to do it. I've been waiting on him to do it. But even in my waiting, I've been waiting. Because there's times I do lose my focus and I lose my faith. So while I'm waiting, I got to hold my faith. I got to keep my soul. So while I'm waiting, I really can't talk to you, because your problem is new. I've been waiting a little while. And if I talk to you while you're wailing, while you're waiting, You're going to cause me. Oh, come on, somebody. Because I'm waiting on him now. And I've been waiting a while. Because I got this confidence that he's going to avenge. I done got past the struggle. I done got past the I gotta wait. I done got past he promised. Now I'm in confidence that he's going to do it. But I can't start all over waiting and wailing with you. You need to go to the line where they say the new problem. I ain't just got my problem. I ain't just been waiting. I've been waiting a while. He said, how long shall I wait? Till he come. But I've been waiting. I thought you was him.
All right.
When you knocked on the door.
Right.
When they called me, I thought it was them telling me he was here.
All right.
But he said, when the Son of Man come.
All right.
Boy, you better watch this text. He said, verse 7. He says, and shall not God avenge his own elect that cry day and night unto him, though they bear long with, watch the text, though they bear long with, I want to know who's around you and you're waiting. Because I really think I'm putting up with some situations, but I really could be putting up with them. Because see, watch this. Some people come and move you out of faith. I've been believing. I've been holding on. And watch this. Have you ever understand it's called the noemas or the schemes or the tactics or the conspiracies or the plots and the ploys of the devil? Why do certain things come to my attention? To my door while I'm waiting. See, what would not even be significant, even important, is become important to me now. But why? Have you ever really thought that my package is here? I'm gonna show you in the text now. My package is here. But what's the plan of the devil? Because he couldn't move me because I've been waiting. I done did this and I done bent forward, back, one leg lift, but I didn't move because I stayed, because I've been waiting, because I'm expecting, because I'm hoping in the Lord. And now my package is here. But here comes stuff done come and it's knocking on my door because it can't move me. But it's trying to remove me from my place of faith. Because watch the text. He says, verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them what? Speedily. Nevertheless. Everybody say, nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find what?
Faith.
See, when he comes, he's trying to find, am I still going to be in faith? Or did I let the winds move me? The storms move me? Disappointment move me? Discouragement move me? Because listen, I'm waiting on the Lord. So now, he's looking for my faith. Let's talk about this faith. Because see, sometimes we got the theory of faith. We even got the revelation of faith, but we don't have the practice of faith. Yeah. Because we can talk faith. We can even explain faith. But we got to walk by faith. Are you with me? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Chapter 5. Let's start first with chapter 5. Because we got to walk by faith. See, walking by faith ain't walking talking about, I believe he gonna do it. Walking by faith ain't talking about somebody gonna make it happen. Walking by faith is saying, I believe he gonna make it happen. And watch this. And I'm not doing nothing to make it happen. See, you ain't in faith if you doing it. You ain't in faith if you fighting for you. You ain't in faith if you contending. Because he said, I'm not going to revenge. I'm going to avenge. So you're not in faith if you out in the middle of the street fighting. Because you're supposed to be waiting on him to deliver you. See, not only do you got to have faith in him doing it, you got to have faith in his process of how he going to do it. Oh, I know he going to do it, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. No, you're not believing he going to do it. You've been to tell me what you going to do. See, not only if I believe that he going to do it, then I got to believe in the way he going to do it. Oh, come on. Is this, are you there? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. See, we're walking by faith. God is doing some things in our lives. There are some other things we waiting on him to pull off. But I got to learn how to stay in faith. Because see, the design of the enemy is to get me out of faith. Not get me, don't worry about the problems. Don't worry about what you don't have. Don't worry, the main thing, keep your faith. Because see, long as you got faith, he can't, not only do you concern yourself about the process, but long as you stay in faith, he can't stop the progress. Boy, God just came to me today now. He can't stop the progress. See, sometimes we get out of faith because we're not even complying with the process. But not only with the process, but we get out of faith because we can't see the progress. So we don't think he's doing nothing. Because he ain't doing it the way I thought he would do it. Oh, come on, somebody. But you got a covenant. You got a relationship with a God that said he will avenge his elect. So now you got to stay in confidence in the one you believing in. I believe the report of the Lord. But not only do I got to stay in confidence in the one I'm believing in, I got to stay in confidence in the way he want to do it. That's the process. I can't get discouraged with how he going to do it. Because if I'm going to be in faith, I got to be in total faith. Not just faith, he going to do it. Then I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to be in faith in him doing it, but even how he going to do it. But then not only how he going to do it, I got to stay in faith with the progress of it happening. It ain't happening fast enough. He didn't use that anointed prophet to do it. Nobody came in with a word. But that's not how, come on somebody. That's why God would never allow them to tell nobody how he would heal people. Because he didn't want nobody to coin to say, this is the way God healed. So he never did it the same way again. So you can never say how he going to do it. You just got to trust in he said he going to do it. Because if you knew how he going to do it, you'd tell him just stamp two times or three and you'll be healed. But that's not how he going to do it. The only integrity you got is he told you he will do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. Are you there? Are you there? It says, for we what? And not by. Now, don't get the text mixed up, because you can stay in the natural and you can start saying what you think it said. But he said, we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, let's say this then. If we're saying we walk by faith, faith is not believing in something, but believing in someone. So now we walk by Jesus and not by what I see, what I feel, or not by what's happening. See, let's get real Bible faith. I'm walking by Jesus. Now, if I say Jesus, let's subtitle that. I'm walking by Jesus' will, his way, and his work. See, if I'm going to walk by faith, I just can't say I'm walking by faith just because I got a Bible. Because my practices don't correlate with my confession. So if I'm saying I trust him and believe in him, I got to trust in his way because that represents him. Are you with me? Because see, the enemy trying to get us, the devil ain't going to move me. He has moved you because look how you're doing what you're doing. Oh, I'm believing God. I'm in the will of God. You can't be in the will of God. You can't be believing God because look at how you went about doing it. That's not God's way. It cannot just be the confession of my mouth. It's got to be the correlation and the correspondent of my actions. If I believe God, then I got to believe God's will, God's way, and God's work. See, we got to get in Bible faith. I got to let go and let God. Watch this. Are you there? He says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So watch this. Facts does not validate faith. Oh, you can I work this? Just because you got facts don't mean you in faith. Because the question becomes, whose report will you believe? The doctor said you sick. Them facts. But faith says I'm healed. They said you ain't gonna get no job. That's a fact, because ain't nobody hiring. But faith says, come on, y'all. See, we got to get out of acting like we in this. You're going to either be in or you're going to be out. You're going to either trust God or you're going to trust yourself. But in order for me to get in Bible faith, I'm going to let the Bible work. I got to let the Word of God work. Not my theory of the word, not me working the word. The word works because you work it. But you can't be independent of the word. Your actions must complement the word if you're believing in God. Because he said, I will avenge my elect. Are you there? See, because he's talking about we must walk by faith. Well, you say, Pastor, I am walking by faith. Well, then go to Romans chapter 8. Let's find out if you... Now, you're in 2 Corinthians. Stay in 2 Corinthians. Go to verse 14. Good God Almighty. Not only do I'm walking by faith. Come on, somebody. Because, see, I'm going to get my faith in line. Because, see, I can say faith in the context of my vocabulary. But in the context of my conduct, I'm really not in faith. You know, I love the word of God. I love my relationship with God because I believe God to do what got to get done. I'm not listening to me, you, nobody. I believe God. I can't even listen to my circumstance because they told me I can't have a church because I'm a black pastor. I'm just telling you what people tell you. They said you can't get an education because of where you come from. You can't get no loan because they're not doing it now, the depression. And you got to have faith in what God told you to do. Are you in 2 Corinthians chapter 4? Are you in chapter 4? You're not in chapter 4? I told you chapter 4. Y'all better get yourself together. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Look at verse 4. Are you in 4:4? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Are you there? If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, then look at verse 17. That's what I told you the first time, but y'all got me all messed up. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For all y'all that ain't paying attention to me, I'm talking to myself. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Are you there, Pastor? Yes, I'm there, sir. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. But you know what? Can I back it up? Because, you know, I'm in the neighborhood of these other scriptures. And while I was just going to drive by, I'm one knock, say, don't say something about me. Because watch this here. Because the scriptures talk to you. I was trying to explain something without leaving some of the characters out. So I got to go back and get some character. You know, you ever seen the movie on the bottom of the movie where they say characters required? Have y'all ever seen, notice that on the bottom of the movies you watch and there's a little note down there? I used to wonder why they keep saying that. Characters required. I know it. I don't know why they said it, but it's here there. Look at verse 13. Verse 13. It says, for we have the what? Spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Now watch this. He said we got the same spirit of faith. He didn't say we got the same faith. See, some folks got faith, but they don't have a spirit of faith. Some people are obedient, but they don't have a spirit of obedience. See, the spirit makes the difference. He said, we got the same spirit of faith. Now watch this. Now what he's saying is, I'm not just saying I'm in faith, but I done developed myself and weaned my soul that now I got a spirit of faith. Mean it's something operating on the inside of me and is conditioned and been disciplined and has been tried to now it is my character. Everything I approach now, I approach it with this mentality. I believe it, therefore I speak. That's a spirit of faith. That's just not me saying, well, I believe God gonna do it. That's just faith. And we don't even know if you really got it yet because you ain't had to walk in it. See, really, watch this. Real Bible anything is when you got to walk in it. Yeah. Not talking. Yeah. I love people, but now walk in it. Yeah. I'm a giver. Now walk in it. Yeah. I said I'm a giver. No, yeah, that sounds good, but you ain't gave nothing yet. He said, see, I got a spirit of faith up on me now. I mean, I've been doing this. I done practiced it. I done died to myself. I done cried when I had to do it. And I did it anyway because I know it was supposed to be done. Now it's done developed a spirit. I do it automatically now. You know, some folks got a spirit of lying. They lie automatically. Good morning. How you doing? What's it? Today is Tuesday. You lying, man. It's Wednesday. You just got a spirit of. Some folks got us. That's why we know all these folks walk around ghostbusting. We're going to cast our spirits out of folks. What they're trying to say is something up on somebody. Oh, y'all don't mess with me. It's something up on somebody. And I understand that I discern they got a spirit up. What are you really saying? That you saw something sitting next to them? No, I saw their conduct continuously doing the same thing. And I define that it's a spirit of. And some folks ghostbusting, they declaring spirits when you're only seeing conduct. You know, a person was off that day and they didn't do it right. They was on this day and they didn't do it right. He got a spirit of. See, because in order to validate the spirit, it has to be a continued conduct of a particular act. So Paul, he said, there's a spirit of faith on me now. I don't believe God. I don't believe God. I don't believe God. Now I just got a spirit of believing God. Am I working? Watch the text though. He says, we. So he didn't even say he got it. We. Is anybody in this with me? We. We having. Not had. Not gonna have. A continuous compound action. We having. We having the same spirit of faith. Is it anybody got a spirit of faith? I ain't talking about you can believe. Have you developed your belief system to where you can believe all the time? I done developed to, if it come to tithing, I believe all the, I'm giving. Now I had faith and it was here and it left Tuesday. I ain't got faith next week. I had faith. No, he said, we got the same spirit of faith. Every time I get paid, I tithe. Come on now, I'm trying to teach you something here. Every time something come up against me, I got a spirit of. It says, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. What? I believe. Now, he didn't stop there, because he could say you got faith if you believe. But that's not where he stopped. He said, I believe and. In order to validate, I believe, there got to be a and. I believe I'm going to get a job. And when you're going to get up. And when you're going to fill out the application. And when you go. See, if you ain't got none of that in there, you ain't believing. You hoping and wishing. And oh, well, y'all, you better get this Bible. See, the reason why we keep going under and going through, because we just saying we got something. But you ain't got the faith that's going to walk. So that you, come on. You got to live by faith. You got to have the faith that talk. I can tell if you in faith. If everything you saying is negative, you ain't in faith. If everything you saying is contradicting, you can't be in faith. That's not a spirit of faith. He said, because I believe and therefore I speak. But my question is, what are you speaking if you believe? Is this in your Bible? He says, we having the same spirit of faith according as it is. So if you're believing and you got the same spirit of faith, what are you speaking? What's written? You're speaking what's written. If you're not saying what he said, you're not in faith with what you're saying. Well, I'm not going to be lying. I'm going to tell the truth. No, you're not lying. The Bible says that we call those things which be not as though they were. Where is your... You know, one time I was dealing with my brother. And I got so mad with him because he was bound by drugs. And I'm trying to help him. And I'm telling him, look, man, come on, let me do this for you. Let me help you. And why I got this mad, because I gave him some money and he went left. And I was, you know, just real me, real issue, real problem. But I lost my faith because I said what I saw. And while I was riding home, the Holy Ghost said, not because I'm talking about, man, but wait, don't you believe God? Where's your faith? And God said, it ain't about where he believed God. Where's your faith about him? You killing him just by saying what you see about him. Where is your faith about? He ain't in faith. We already got that. But you the man of God. You the Christian. Where is your faith? I said, okay, God, I got you. I wasn't giving up no more money. Because he didn't say that. Don't say what he didn't say. Because I lost faith again. That's not what he asked me. He asked me where was my faith about what I was saying about my brother. Where's your faith about your situations? What are you saying about it? Is you saying what you seeing, or is you saying what you believe in? Who's on the Lord's side? Who's going to believe the Lord's report? I got to be in faith for you now. I got to be in faith for my brother. How long, Lord? Until he come. Yeah, yeah. Just go, go. Are you with me? Are you with me? Go and look at Luke. 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 I was just reading this. I told you to go to Luke, right? Yeah, yes, 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 I am. Let me finish my dialogue. Can I make these scriptures talk? But I don't want to talk to you. I want to focus. Go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want them to focus. Because see, some of us, if you don't focus, I got to hit the nail till it hit the ground. Sometimes you can put the nail in the dirt, and because it's just sitting on the top of the dirt, if something come by, it'll move it, and you know, it start leaning. Pretty soon, it's not stable no more. It's not sturdy. It can't hold nothing. But if I knock it and hit it down, I anchor it. I got to anchor this because I'm talking about your faith. Right here, right here. Verse 13, you already there. He said, we having the same spirit of faith according as is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore, see, I can tell if you with me, talk to me. I need to hear you speak because faith speaks. I'm in faith, I believe, I will speak then. You can't fake the funk. Speak. You know, they say if you want to know a preacher's heart, put him in the pulpit. Because out of the abundance of the heart, if you want to know what somebody else, you want to know what somebody at, let them talk. Out of the abundance of the heart, he says right here, he says, having the same spirit of faith, according as it's written, I believe, and what? Therefore have I spoken. So I'm in faith because I believe, therefore have I spoken. We, this is the question, we also believe, therefore we. I want to know, do you believe? Yeah, I believe. Well, speak. Sister Kathy, is I'm doing all right? I want to know if you believe. Speak. 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 We all in here together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, your turn. Speak. Watch this. Verse 14. No, and knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall what? Raise up also us by Jesus. So now my faith is not in my circumstance, but it's in him who raised up. I'm not even talking about Jesus. All right. See, you love God. You talk about God. But do you believe God? Do you believe God can get you out? Well, we're going to get spiritual. Well, the Holy Spirit and Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about name one of them. Do you believe God? Because Jesus needed God to get him up. You're going to be in a situation where you're going to have to believe God going to do what got to get done. You got to believe God going to bring the money. God going to open the door. God going to make the change. God going to touch my body. Do you believe God? Because if you ever find yourself doubting anybody under him, you're saying, I don't believe him. So we're going to cut the chase. Because the text says right here, verse 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus. We cut the chase, so we know who we're talking about now. Because this is he that raised up the Lord Jesus. See, there's going to come a time you're going to have to believe God. All right. Going to do it. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also. How? By Jesus. Because it's in Christ. But it's God that's... Come on, somebody better get with me up in here. God is the source of everything happening. All right. When you don't trust in the word and trust Jesus, you don't trust God can do it. The indictment is against God. Am I doing any good, Leroy? He says right here. He says, and knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus Christ and raised us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you for all things are for your good. God Almighty, had you ever thought about the struggle that you're going through to get your promise, to get your answer, to get your change? It's for your sake. What can you get out of this? I ain't talking about who gonna give you, who gonna what, who did you, who gonna change. I'm not talking about none of that. The focus and the question is, what are you gonna get out of this? Because this is for your sake. Every storm ain't because you got a problem. The Bible said they went down there and they troubled the waters, but the waters wasn't. Some stuff God trying to get to us. Is this right? Knowing that that which raised up Jesus from the grave, from the Lord Jesus, also raised us up and shall present us with you. For all things are not, all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many. Now, you know I'm a little, I slow down and I catch stuff. Because in my little slight knowledge and level of understanding, I would have said rebound. Okay. Come on, y'all. Can you talk to me? Boy, you know what? Because, see, the Spirit of God is smarter than you. Even though you can validate everything, even though the devil told you what you can't do, they got paperwork saying you'll never be. But them just facts. Do I live in facts or am I living in faith? Whose report you going to be? Now I'm going to give you a homework assignment. You go home and search it. You go search rebound. Because I would have put rebound. I say, well, maybe King James and one of them other brothers, Little Luther, or one of them. No, Little Luther. Yeah, Little Luther. Or one of them made a typical error. But that was not what happened. Redound. Your healing, your deliverance, your developing is in the redound. Oh, God, if I could work right here. I know all y'all want to. Watch this. Because do y'all see that? I thought it was an error. My vocabulary, little knowledge, and Webster is my friend. I went and knocked on his door and asked him, is it possible we can fellowship for a little while? Because I need to ask you a question. Tell me about this redown. You know, I ain't never know down there. Where we live, we don't talk like that. We say rebound. Oh, yeah. See, you better, oh, this guy. I love the gospel. I love the Lord because he talks me in, he talks me out, and he talks me through. I have to believe God to deal with my life and the affairs in my life. And I trust God to show me the way because he says, man, son of man, thou knowest not the way. See, but when I think I know the way, I don't even ask him. I tell him. I tell God the way. I tell God what's going on. I tell God, God say, son, you have fallen, you have redound from the way. You go search it out. I know you guys, you need to quit. The life. See, this is the life of your life. This is the substance that make you who you are. And when you neglect the life, you're really not where you think you are because you're not in the way. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right, but it leads there to destruction. Can I keep the text? Verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man, that though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is what? Now, when you think about that, you get real spiritual. Though my outward man perish, I mean, I'm dying, I'm waking up tomorrow, finger gone. I'm waking up, I'm losing a few. That's why I tell him, cut my hair down low, man, because I'm losing some. But, you know, as my outward man perish, my inward man is renewed. But when I went and looked at it, he said, though my outward man perish, what he was saying was he kindred it to Moses when he told him to take his shoes off. He said, though my outward man perish, meaning I'm losing my rights, my privilege to act independent, and I'm becoming strong in my inward man. My spirit man is becoming bigger in dependence to where I got a spirit of obedience. I'm not wrestling with the wheel no more. I'm not wrestling with the way no more because my outward man is perishing. I'm not making my own decisions. I'm not leaning to my own understanding. I can tell you what that is. No, that's what you say. That my outward man got to die so my inward man can live. That's where the redound. I got to live now. In him you, Acts 17:28. In him we move. We have. I got to live in him. Meaning I got to take his way. I got to take his word. I got to take his perspective. See, understanding is understand is a point or a position. If I say I understand, I get under God's standpoint and position on the matter. Not that I understand with my intellect. I can explain a whole lot of stuff. But I haven't took God's position about it. So facts is not enough. All right. Is this right? Watch this. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceedingly great what? Weight of. What's the glory? I ain't dying now. So if I'm dying, I'm talking about where the glory. I put on the nature of God. I put on the mind of God. I walk around with the attitude of God. See, if I'm still in myself, then I can't believe God gonna do some stuff. I can't endure some stuff. I can't go through some stuff because I'm in myself and it's too much for self. I gotta get in Him to endure them, because that's what the text said. He says, so that you would be with them. So how do I stay with them? I got to stay in Him. You know, the greatest discovery, I found out that marriage was by faith. Oh, y'all better come on with me. A lot of folks done left a lot of folks. Not because they was good or bad. We can prove that. But what I couldn't prove, that I was in faith. Until my change came. Because all of us is a work in progress. Come on, somebody. And the worst thing you can see after you done validated, I can tell you what he did, what she did to me. I can show you what she did, what she did to me. And then you see somebody else walking down the street with her 3 years later. Tamed as a whip. Walking straight up like, and they styling and profiling her. That can't be the same joker that jumped and bucked and kicked. Yes, it is. You just didn't wait until the process was finished. Because all of us is a little process. I don't know if you noticed that or not. All of us got some issues. I don't know if nobody told you. But you know how the old folks, I used to wonder why they would say that. I'd be doggone. I done rolled them and broke them and wrestled with them. And I'd be doggone if that heifer gonna ride them home. I know it. That's what the old folks used to say though now. And I'd be like, why are you saying that about that? Because what they're trying to tell you is, I done put the work in that joker. He done broke my back, broke my mind, broke my... And God done put me back together, put him back together, and I'll be doggone if I'm going to let one of them young little something run up here and pull him up out of here. You better sit down, Willie, before I do something to you up in here. Hope ain't nobody named Willie. But you know what I'm saying? Point at hand. We all under construction. We all being worked on. Ain't none of us got it like that. We 25 in the good and still growing. I thank God she's putting up with me. I'm smarter than you think I am. I'm smarter than you think I am. But I thank God she's putting up with me. But I pray off. You know, every owner of the horse want to see that horse run, that he'll pay off one day. I ain't feeding him every day so he look good. He ain't out there gazing and galloping and all that so he look good. I'm feeding him so one day he'll pay off. Yeah. One day your husband, your wife gonna pay off. Oh, yeah. We got it. Y'all got 5 more minutes. See, this is working a greater weight of glory. The glory is not in me getting, it's me becoming. I'm being transformed. I'm beginning to look like Him. I'm beginning to talk like Him. I'm beginning to walk like Him. And I'm praying that I get a spirit of faith. that I learned how to conduct myself like him all the time. I talk like him. That's the goal. Is this helping anybody? See, this ain't about, you know, trying to look good. This about becoming something. Just because you say you're a Christian don't mean you are a good Christian. You remember when we joined the army and you said you was a soldier, you stood up there, you wasn't no soldier. You was becoming a soldier, but you wasn't one that day. You just signed up to become one. When we became Christians, we wasn't all that day. Old things pass away, all things become. We're in the becoming anointing. It ain't even yet discovered who I'm going to be, what I'm going to do. I'm becoming. You may see a whole lot of stuff before I get there, but I'm still becoming. That's why I got to stay in the gospel, because I'm becoming something. Look at your neighbor, say, you becoming something. You becoming something. You're looking a little funny right now, but you becoming something. Look at your other neighbor and say, yeah, you look a little funny too. Yeah. I know you said I look funny. But you look a little funny too. But watch this. Not only do we walk by faith, we talk by faith. Are you with me? Go to Matthew chapter 14. I'm going to let you out of here. I'm going to let you go in another 30 minutes. You shouldn't have came because I'm going to preach. I love you enough, I got to preach. Because see, the only thing going to save us is the engrafted word of God. The Bible says it's the engrafted word of God that saves your soul. Your spirit don't get out of order. It be your soul. And you need the word to deal with my soul. You can talk to me all day. My soul ain't hearing you. But my soul can't refute the word. Because God talking to me now. I ain't that bad to tell God to go to. I might tell you if you keep on talking, don't let me up out of here. But I ain't that bad to tell God. You got to be a bad person to tell God. Yeah. Are you in Matthew chapter 14? You know, I'm a pastor. Can I tell you that? I got to tell some people I'm a pastor. No. I got to tell them. I ain't even talking about the title. I'm talking about the nature. I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor, whether you're doing right or you're doing wrong. Because I'm a pastor. I'm not just a preacher. The preacher, the one just deliver the message. And a pastor. Oh, you better come with me up in here. A pastor gonna take the time. We gonna get out. We gonna go in. I come sleep next to you. I'm gonna cut you if I got you, cause I'm your pastor. And I'm learning how to pastor. Cause I told you when I signed up, I wasn't one. They told me I was one. They gave me the job, but I'm gonna become. So I'm growing on you right now. Yeah, I'm not just growing on you, but I'm growing with you. I'm becoming something right in your face. Yeah. Is this? Because you got to walk this. Yeah, it's time out for the talkers. I can tell when you're talking because you're still talking. See, when you're really walking, you're walking. You ain't talking. Can I pastor you right here? You got to walk this. Oh, I love God. I love God. Walk then. I'm going to give. Walk then. You ain't going to never see the glory until you walk. You can tell me the story all day, but I don't see no glory. Are you with me? Look at verse 22. I'm going to let you go in another 30 minutes. Watch verse 22. Are you there? It says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship. Now, you can work with this text because he didn't even ask them. Sometimes I can't ask you. How you going to do? You want to go? No, I got to constrain you. Get in the ship. Get in the ship. You can't talk to me like I know it. Get in the ship. Get in the ship. Because we're going to the other side. I can't swim. I don't know what. When are we going to be back? Don't worry. Get in the ship. You got to walk. Get in the ship. Every good coach can't wait till you talking about you ready to do what you feel like doing. Get in the ship. I can't wait till you. And I'm going to find out if you're going to be a real player because you are submitting to getting that ship. Well, I'm going to wait here till you get back. No, you're not. If you're here when I come back, you ain't on the team. The team ain't subject to you. You subject to the team. Not because of my command, but because of his authority. Because I told you, if you tell anyone I'm no, you told. You said you believe God. He said, and Jesus straightway constrained his disciples to what? Get in the ship. And to go what? Before him. I don't want you back there. Get in front of me. Because I left out here with 9 of y'all. I look back there, ain't but 3. I shouldn't have never left you back there. I should have put you in front of me. Because you ain't got enough sense to get in the. You ain't got enough boldness to get in the. You ain't got enough fortitude to get in the. He says right here. He says, verse 22, straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go before him unto the what? Other side. While he sent the. In order to get to this glory, you're going to have to get in the ship, but you're going to have to get rid of the multitude. Because remember when he asked you the other text, why is them with you? I ain't going to mess with that. I really won't mess that text. Verse 23, and when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into the mountain apart to what? And while the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the. He wasn't even. Come on, y'all. See, if you're going to trust God, you're going to have to do what God say, independent of God being with you. You got to do what he said. I thought you said you trust him. I thought you said you got faith in God. Then do what God said. I like what a woman of God told me. She said, Pastor, whatever happened, whatever you say. Every situation ain't favorable and in your light didn't go for you again. But whatever you say, the boy said, nevertheless, not my will, but I'm going to get in the boat. I don't see it, don't understand it, don't feel it, but nevertheless. Peter said, at thy word, command me. And all he heard was, come. What did Peter walk on? He walked on the water, didn't he? No, he walked on that word. Come. You're going to have to walk on the word because the scripture said we start out in Luke, it was written. If you're going to be in faith, you're going to have to walk on what's written. Not how you feel, not what you think, not what they said, not what happened to you. You're going to have